You're all caught up with Carrie and Tommy, so now's the time to think about breaking free from your home loan and planning your great escape to MeBank. See how much you could save with their lowest ever variable rate at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply.
Sure is. Welcome to Tuesday. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello. How are we?
Good. Tommy Little?
Buzz, sorry, mate, but if you are going to address Carrie, you've got to use the title.
What time? Oh, wasn't it Fanny? Was it Madam Fanny Hands Lane?
No, sorry. That's actually correct.
Fanny Hands Lane. Yeah, I don't think that was my name.
No, that was mine, I think. Yours. The new title, but Carrie Bickmore, Ohm.
Oh, Ohm.
Yes, Carrie Bickmore. Of course, you got presented with your Order of Australia medal today, and we are going to talk about it more next. And I'm genuinely fascinated because I've never got to speak to someone who's been part of getting an Order of Australia before.
Oh, it was such a wonderful day. There was so much pomp and ceremony. There's not a lot of pomp and ceremony in anything in life anymore, and it was full on, and I loved it. But speaking of Ohm, on the way home in the car, my mum says to me, "You should get a number plate now that just says carry home."
I tell you what.
I don't think I can do that.
No, I'll go out. I'll buy us number plates. You can have Ohm. I'll have Lord Fanny Hands Lane. And we'll kick off. But we'll find out more about that next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy, we are in the presence of a queen ourselves, aren't we?
Well, we are, but you refuse to use her.
Carrie Ohm.
Carrie Ohm is in the building because you collected your order.
Can you say O-A-M? Ohm's so weird.
No, Carrie Ohm. Carrie Ohm. You collected your Order of Australia medal today. Mm. We are very proud of you on this show. Congratulations. You have known about it for a little while, so I know it wasn't a...
When we were in London to see the Spice Girls.
Yeah. And we thought it was only fitting that we put together a little package just of some of your moments throughout your long, illustrious career.
Carrie Bickmore. What a career it's been so far. From those early days reading the news and weather in Perth.
Perth's weather, a possible shower later today, heading for a top of 20. Fine in Sydney, though, still a chance of a thunderstorm later tonight. Right now it's 18 on Rotto, 18 in Mandurah, and at Coca-Cola Corner at the Royal Show it's 19 degrees.
Your talent was quickly recognised and you were soon on national radio and national TV.
Thanks, Rove. I'm Carrie Bickmore, a bit like Sandra Sully, but drunker.
And thus began a time-honoured tradition of you reading whatever came up on the order.
So Paul McCartney's estranged wife, Heather Mills, once appeared in a pornographic book. McCartney's reportedly very pleased with the discovery, saying he can now whack off to her photos without having to put up with her crap.
However, as people at the project soon discovered, occasionally you'd go off script too.
Virgin's targeting key corporate routes, hoping to win over Qantas customers.
That web address you'll need is youtube.com. Carrie, please. I can't wait to hear the next one.
Adelaide, we're going to leave you here. You're going off to watch the Big Breast. Big Breast. We'll see.
And use your newfound celebrity status to flirt with the boob.
You are my celebrity free pass.
Are you serious?
I'm hot for you.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. But on the night, it should have been all about you and your achievements. You use your gold Logie speech to talk about others.
I want to talk to you about brain cancer. I want to say to you that every 5 hours in Australia, someone is diagnosed with brain cancer, and 8 out of 10 people who are diagnosed will die from brain cancer. Everyone thinks it's this rare form of cancer. It is not. It kills more people under 40, and that's a lot of you in this room, more people under 40 than any other cancer. It kills more kids than any other disease.
And Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer was born, and what a life-changing success it has become.
My aim is to raise as much money as I can. I'm going to give this to researchers who are doing the great work, and hopefully they can find some more effective treatments, and maybe one day they can find a cure.
Your tireless and incredibly selfless work is unmatched, and the amount of money that you've raised is absolutely extraordinary.
My aim was literally to raise awareness. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll try and raise some money. I'll try and raise $1 million. And then 4 years on to have raised almost $11.5 million. For me, it still gives me shivers.
You've achieved all this whilst also finding time for perhaps your greatest accomplishment, raising 3 beautiful children.
I love you.
I love my mummy.
I watch you with those 3 kids.
And I just think she's the best mum I've ever seen, actually.
She's awesome.
So, Bickers, on the day you've been officially recognised with an Order of Australia medal, we just wanted to say we're all incredibly proud of you, and none more so than my best friend and your partner, Chris.
I just wanted to wish you the best day ever, hun. You have deserved this for such a long time. It's an incredible effort to receive an OAM. We are so proud of you. Myself, Evie, Adelaide, Ollie, you are not only an incredible mum, but the best partner in the world, and you have changed the lives of so many people, but no more than us, and we love you so much. I hope you get dabbed by a sword.
Hope I get what?
Dabbed by a sword. You know the, like, knighting thing?
Way to kill the end of a package.
That's such a man thing to do. Say something really beautiful and then be like, oh, no, I'm being too emotional.
I was emotional until that bit. Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Congratulations, Bickers. I don't think the extent of your impact and work, not just in media but particularly in the brain cancer space, will be known for many years. I think there'll be lives changed years down the track who have no idea that a lot of the research and a lot of the conversations were started because you started them.
Firstly, I couldn't do any of the things I do without the people around me, the dabbing man himself, but also my beautiful family, my mum and dad, and my extended friends and family who often have to go second because I'm busy putting some of this stuff first. So first of all, a big thank you to them, but also to you guys too, all the people that I work with. You know, you've also put your naked body on the line to help me raise money. You've done so many supportive things along the way. So to everyone that's helped me along the way, on and off camera and in the communities and in, you know, my family and friends and the people that have been raising money long before I came around. They've been advocating in this space for a long time. This is for them as well, but also this is just the beginning. We will one day find a cure for brain cancer. So this is just, the journey's just begun.
I have never doubted you in the past and I don't at all doubt you now. Beckers, congratulations.
Something did happen at the service, though, this morning that I have to tell you about next.
Was that the thing you were telling me before?
No, something else.
All right, we'll hear all about it after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Of course, if you have just tuned in, Carrie got her Order of Australia medal today, and it's not just us who wanted to say congratulations. We have a few friends as well.
Carrie, congratulations on the Order of Australia medal. It's we've discussed this. This is a genuine award. It's not like a, you know, Gold Logie or one of those other ones that losers win occasionally. This is a serious award, and you absolutely deserve it. You're a powerhouse, and I've seen just glimpses behind the scenes of what it is you go through to do the stuff that you do with your charity, and, of course, just on the show. And I've often said that your best work happens off camera, as amazing as the stuff that you do on camera is. So thoroughly deserved. Congratulations. I do think it's a very elaborate way to try to get a day off. You could just ask for annual leave and that would actually be neater. But nonetheless, given you've pulled it off, well done. And here's to many more awards recognising everything that you do.
Of course, that was Waleed not realising that...
He's also got one of these.
You didn't get the day off radio. No. And this is going to play out on your radio show on the day that you received it.
So, do you want to know what happened at the ceremony?
I want to know because Chris said earlier he hoped you get dabbed with a sword. Does that happen?
Yes.
You go down on one knee and they touch you with a sword?
No, you get taken into a room where all the people that are going to get the award sit and wait patiently while all your family and friends are out in the big ballroom waiting for you. And then you're seated and you're given a seat and you can't move from that seat and you're given a number because they need to know what order you're in so that I don't end up getting, you know, accepting an award for Elizabeth Murphy or something. Do you know what I mean? Who's done incredible work but not my work. So they sit you in this order. As I was sitting there, I was looking around the room, incredible people everywhere doing amazing stuff in their communities. Sigrid Thornton, Eric Banner was across from me.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, good to see them. I gave them a little nod and then
Did Banner give you a nod?
Yeah, he's lovely, Banner. Yeah.
How was he looking hot? He's pretty hot.
I mean, that's not what we're there for, but sure.
How come off air you said that he was so hot?
Sorry. So mean. Then I sat next to the Polish man. Do I dare bring up the Polish man that I was sitting next to? Is lovely. He did great work in the community. And then
he's still doing it.
Then you get out and you go and you stand up, and then one by one you go there, and the governor's there, and she gives you your medal, and then you smile and have a photo, and then you go sit down, and it's a really lovely day. But then they clip on. So some people get medals around their necks.
Yeah.
And then I got one that they give you a little pin that clips onto your top. And so I was wearing the pin around very proudly, and we had light refreshments afterwards. And then we had some photos outside, and then it was very busy and stuff. And my mum and dad had come, and Ollie had come out of school. We brought him as well, and Chris was there. And we thought, why don't we go have a coffee together afterwards to commemorate it. And so we were having the coffee. We went for a drive and went to have a coffee. And about 5 minutes before we left... the end of the coffee, my mum said, "Did you take your medal off?" And I said, "No, why?" And I looked down and I lost my medal.
Oh, no. Day one.
I hadn't had it for an hour and I'd lost it already. And for a split second when I left, after I got the award, for a split second I thought, I know myself, perhaps I should take it off. Plus, is it a bit walking around with my medal around everybody like you, into a coffee shop? Yep, hey, it's just carry home here. And I decided, no, I'd be proud of it and I'd leave it on, only I then lost it.
And so those light refreshments that you had, were they alcoholic? Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk.
Where did it turn up?
So, we started looking all around, and I'd been moving chairs around, so my parents had somewhere to sit, so we started looking under all the chairs. I was crawling around. At one point, a lady said,
"Do you need help?" Knees in a coffee shop.
Do you need help looking? Well, not on my knees. I was in the gutter. Well, I wasn't on my knees. I was bending in the gutter because we were outside where the cars were parked. And then this lady said, "Are you okay?" And then I had to explain what had happened, and she was like, "Oh my God!" I said, "I know, I've lost my Order of Australia medal." Anyway, we couldn't find it. So then we all got back in the car and had to drive all the way back to Government House where we got it. And then we were looking under the cars where all the cars were parked.
Oh, my God.
And then
I'm assuming there were heaps of other people looking under the cars because they'd all lost their medals as well, right?
I know.
There's no way you would have been the only one.
Of course I was the only one. No one loses their Order of Australia medal.
Oh, sorry, Eric Banner. I just wanted to check under your Range Rover to see if I'd lost my medal under there.
And then this lady came racing out, like running after me, and she goes, "Are you looking for this?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "I was hoping that it was important enough for you that you'd come back and get it." And then I was so embarrassed because I thought, she's thinking, I don't care, and that I've driven off without my medal. And she said, "It was found in the car park and it must have popped off."
That's nice that someone handed in. If you're going to lose something, an Order of Australia party is the place to do it because they're probably the people most likely to return it.
It also has my name on it. So I think in terms of value, you couldn't do much with it because it has my name on the back of it. Anyway, it was an emotional roller coaster. My dad, who was so proud, then laughed the whole way. He kept laughing. I'm like, "This is not funny." And he says, "Pretty funny." I said, "It's not funny." And he said, "It's very funny."
It's pretty funny.
Anyway, I found it. I'm proud that I found it, and I won't be wearing it around anymore to coffee shops.
We need to just put it like permanently on you or something, just like a permanent bracelet.
Maybe so I need to get Order of Australia tat, and that way then I can't lose it.
At least get Carpe Diem on one side and then OAM
on the
other.
Carpe. I'm not you, mate. Okay?
Get the Southern Cross, and then one of the stars is the Order of Australia medal. That's pretty good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around Australia.
June Bickers. Sorry.
Yes.
When I don't know what we're doing, I say June for the length of time that I need to remember what we're meant to be doing. And so that one wasn't too long, but it was just long enough for me to reset. Bickers, congratulations. You received your Order of Australia today, and there are a lot of people that wanted to share their congratulations.
Carrie, it's Fifi. I should explain. I've just been to the dentist, so the whole right side of my mouth is numb. I hope you can understand what I say, because I didn't want to miss a chance to tell you how incredibly proud I am of you and what a huge honour this is that you're receiving and that you deserve. more than anyone. You've achieved so much. You are an incredible woman, and I am just so honoured and proud to have you as a friend. You mean the world to me. And not just saying that because I'm very high on dental gas. I mean, how good is that gas? And I'm pretty sure it's legal, so it's all good. But I love you, and I really hope you're stopping to smell the roses today. It's a shame I said the word roses because that's quite hard when your mouth is numb. Anyway, I love you. Oh, ow, that hurt.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, I love that message for so many different reasons.
Son, are we allowed to put that video up?
Yeah. Oh, my God, is there video of it as well?
We'll take it on Instagram page. Carrie Tommy Show. That's where you'll find it.
I'm having to smell the woses.
Yeah, so smell the woses. I wanted to, because how do you feel about doing calls on what did you say when you were under anesthetic?
Hi.
Yeah. Coming out from going under?
Yeah, absolutely. People would like propose, confess their love, and then come to and be like, what? No, yeah. I wouldn't have thought so.
Have you seen that footage of that guy who forgets that he doesn't realize that the woman's his wife? And
no.
He's like, really? He's
like, oh, you? Like he loves it.
Yeah, he's like, you're a 10.
Oh,
he's
my
like,
God,
you're
that's
my
beautiful.
Wife? And there's that
white, so cute.
That white kid who thinks he's a gangster all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
13, 10, 60. What did you say when you were a bit high from some legal?
When you've been at the dentist.
Yeah, okay.
All right, 13, 10, 60. What did you say when you were under anaesthetic? When you were just coming out? When you were legally high from the dentist? We'll take all of those. Next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across the country here for MeBank. Break free from your existing home loan and switch to MeBank to see how much you could save. All the details at mebank.com.au.
It'd be like switching radio stations to this one and then discovering our good music and going, oh, my God, why haven't I been listening to that all along? That's what you could do with your bank.
So good. MeBank, they have an Australian call centre as well, so
absolutely.
They can focus on
break
good
free.
Old customer care and even come around to your house because come around, see you and sort it out in person.
Not in a creepy way, in a very helpful way.
Yes, but something that is slightly creepy is the message that Fifi left you saying congratulations on your Order of Australia because she was fresh from the dentist and high as a kite.
Carrie, it's Fifi. I should explain. I've just been to the dentist, so the whole ride.
So we thought we would celebrate
beautiful.
On 13, 10, 60 things that you've said when you were high as a kite. Shelley from Brisbane.
Going in and out of surgery or, you know, being at the dentist or something.
Sorry,
like that.
Thank you. That's the legal
yes.
thing
Shelley.
We need to say.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Shel.
I had just come out of surgery, so I was fully up to my kid with whatever. Yeah. And my dad was standing next to me and he thought it would be nice to soothe me by singing nicely to me. I just told him flat out, shut up. You suck at singing. And it is a lot to say. I've never seen him ever like that before. And you suck at singing.
And does he suck at singing?
He does. He's totally good.
So you speak your truth when you're under.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was
good
so funny.
Good on you, Shell.
Should we sweetie, go to, I like Shell.
Yeah. Should we go to Tina? Tina, what happened? Teen?
Teen might be under as we speak.
Tina's gone under.
We lost her just before she went under.
Tina had enough. Tina's upset that we pitched the call topic to her 20 minutes ago on the radio. And we've made her
maybe if we go to someone else, she'll have Tina's the surgery out come of, out of it and we can Tina's, chat to her again.
Tina's run out of prepaid credit and needed to go down to the Vodafone store to top up. It's got
Abby, are you there?
How you going? I was about 15 and I came out of surgery and I proposed to the anaesthetist.
Did you?
Wow. Did you get down on one knee? How did you do this, Teen?
No, I literally just rolled out. I woke up and he came up to check on everything and I just asked him. And, yeah, I was pretty embarrassed once I found out because my mum actually got it on video.
Oh.
That's what isn't. Hasn't parenting really changed?
Like, yes.
Back in the day, it used to be calm, comfort and protect your kids. And now,
quick, where's my phone?
Film them and put them on Facebook.
Have we got Tina back? Is she through?
Are we going again?
Yeah, Tina. Let's have a go with Tina.
Are you with
Hello.
Us now? Hello.
It wasn't me, it was my mother-in-law. And she came out of surgery and she heard my voice and she thought it was my daughter. And I said, no, Mum, it's me, Tina. And she went, oh, God, I hate you.
Oh! 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 Jesus. I wish I hadn't have said that line about speaking the truth before when you're under Tina. How's it?
But then she said, well, since you're here, will you go down the shop and get me a drumstick?
I think it's a missed
opportunity.
Yeah, did you go down and get the drumstick?
No, I left.
Yeah, that's why she hates you, Tina.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Ohm and Tommy Little.
Oh, Carrie Ohm. Once again, if you have just tuned in, Carrie got her Order of Australia medal today, and it's not just us wrapped.
Wonderful day.
Friends all around the country are absolutely stoked for you, and none more so than Lisa Wilkinson.
Hey, Carrie, just wanted to congratulate you on receiving your OAM. It is so well deserved. The work you have done when it comes to Beanies for Brain Cancer is just extraordinary. You really do make a difference, and it just makes this award so worthy and so much respect for all that you have done. Well done. Aww. Enjoy.
Oh, that's very sweet, but Wilco doesn't get that it's pronounced OM.
Well, she's not going to say OM because that's not what how people with OM say it, mate.
Isn't it?
Thank you, Lisa. That's very lovely.
We haven't got her on the line.
Just thanking her for a message.
All right, let's get into this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Voice feels like a plane's coming into land. Yes. Sound very good.
Yeah, that's real positive.
I've worked out, you know what academics and intellectuals never do? They never go, oh, yeah, let's get stuck into this real hard. So I'm just going to be reserved and I'm ready to do the quiz whenever
we
you guys
still
are
making radio, so don't be too boring.
Yeah. Okay, we'll play some sound effects every now and then, Buzz.
All right, here we go. Got the Kuru out today. Question number one. The ringgit is the official currency of which country starting with M?
Myanmar.
Ring it.
Myanmar. Myanmar.
Yep. I'm just guessing.
I was going to say Malaysia.
Or Maldives? What is it?
Ring it. Oh, yeah. I reckon you're right. Maldives.
Malaysia, though. It's ring it does have a Malaysian sound to it.
Marshy's buzzing me, and it's Malaysian, he reckons.
Oh. Great. Good.
Awesome. Well, Tommy also said that. So.
Great. Well done, Marshy. Good work.
Good job, Marshy.
Sonda, you're not part of this, mate.
All right, question number two.
Someone's forgotten that it's not a meeting and it's on air.
Be part of it, Sonda.
Sorry, Buzzy.
Of which classic 1870s novel by George Eliot? Dorothy Brooke.
Okay, Sonda, we do need you in, actually.
Come on, mate, you know this one.
I actually don't. T.S. Eliot.
Dorothy? T.S. Eliot?
No, T.S. Eliot's the author.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm saying, would that be Dorothy B.?
I can't think of a single one of his books, and I think it might be a woman.
T.S. Eliot's books? Isn't that The Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe?
Is it The Wizard of Oz?
The Wizard of Oz.
Is Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Yes.
And who wrote that?
Let's do that. But it's just the name of the book, isn't it?
Oh, was it? Yeah, let's do Wizard of Oz.
Right, locked in. Here you go. Question number three. Who immediately succeeded Mick Kilty as the Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police?
Oh, it was...
What's his name?
Mick Kilty, yes. Michael? No. That's
Mick. No. The dude with the bald glasses, because?
Yes.
Simon?
Overland? No. Simon Overland's Victorian, I think.
Oh.
Who was it? Mick Kilty. Then it became AFP boss... Got terrible memory.
Let's come back to it, Buzzy.
Right, let's go to question number four. The 2019 Bink Bank Tour UCI stage was held in Belgium in which other country?
Bink?
France?
Bank?
Do you reckon it's a bike
that's
race?
Obviously the, great. Yeah, it sounds like a bike race.
Well, then it won't be France, will it? Don't you think that?
No,
Swiss Alps?
So.
Swiss Alps? Is that nearby?
All countries border Belgium.
I reckon Switzerland.
Great. be Spain.
Question five. Samuel Johnson won which reality TV series in 2019? Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. Right. Yes.
So we just need the police boss that the commissioner is Googling now.
Mm. Yeah.
No. I wasn't. I was just looking up what Simon Overland looked like, actually. I wasn't. Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a name?
We can
name?
Do that after. I reckon Sam, if we have a name, yeah.
Sam. No, Stephen is a good cop name. No. Stephen.
Let's just go Simon Overland. Let's just go Simon Overland.
All right. Let's go through the questions. We had a bit of debate about the first one. The ringgit is the official currency of Malaysia.
Well done, dude.
Dorothy Brooke, it wasn't The Wizard of Oz, unfortunately. It was Middlemarch.
Oh, never heard of that.
No.
No. The commissioner that we were looking for was Tony Negus.
No.
Oh, George's son. Or dad. Or brother.
Could be. It wasn't Switzerland. It was the Netherlands for the Belgium bike race.
We're shooting for one at the moment.
I'm feeling good about this one, though.
No, we'll get two. Yeah, it's definitely
Dancing with the Stars is correct. Yeah.
Oh, great work, everybody.
Our lack of positivity didn't quite work. That's 2 from 5 this week.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Tell you what, I was as surprised as anybody when I heard that The Real Dirty Dancing was coming to Channel 7. And of the list of names, I thought there was a few usual suspects. And then we saw our good mate, Anne Edmonds. Hey, Edo.
Hello, how are you? Yeah.
I remember, Anne, when Tommy first got his suspicions that something was like this was happening. And I remember his words. Well, because he was texting you or something and you were overseas at the time. And you said you were away with Hugh and Jessica Rowe, and Tommy was like, nah, something's going down. She's going to be on some show of some description. It's like, no, little did we know.
No, Tommy, it's just a Contiki tour that I go on. You know, I always go away with Olympians and you know what I'm like.
I'm Steph Rice.
I'm always on holidays with Steph Rice. You know me. Yeah. So
tell us what you're doing.
Well, it's called The Real Dirty Dancing. We went to Kellerman's Resort where the film was actually made.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why we were in LA, in West Virginia. Flew in at nighttime, woke up in Kellerman's Resort and then danced. It was crazy and we danced for 8 days straight.
Do you dance?
I do now.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I had to do a lot of intense dancing one-on-one with very good-looking male American expert dancers.
And was that fun or intimidating?
At first intimidating because of my Catholic upbringing, but then I really got into it.
I've always assumed with any of these dancing shows that everybody's hooking up. Was there moments of your dancing partner where you went in for the kiss and then remembered, no, we're...
It was a bit, you've seen the movie, right?
Yeah.
You're on a leg.
Yeah.
You're spread on a leg.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
You're spread on a leg.
Yeah. So sometimes you're like, the next step here is a pash.
Yes.
And then you go, no, I've got a boyfriend. Cut it out.
Well, a lot of relationships come out of those Dancing with the Stars and things.
That's true.
Do they? They hook up. Yeah.
Rachel Finch
married her partner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I do have a boyfriend, so I don't want those rumours circulating. But
they could help ratings. Just leave them hanging a bit.
Also, you then didn't mention that it didn't happen. You just said you don't want those rumours circulating.
Yeah.
Edo, you've got nude before in your live show, so I can't imagine you having a problem with that. I'm assuming because the guy's version, they did the real Full Monty?
Yes.
No, that's a different show, Tommy.
Was that Channel 7?
No. Yes, no. But they're doing a female version of The Real Full Monty coming up and you would have seen those ads. That's not what Anne's here to talk about right now.
Has this got nothing to do with that?
Nothing to do with that. Nothing.
Do you get nude in this one?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But surely you'd be dancing with not a lot of clothes on.
Well, I did, so one of the things we did was replicate all the scenes from the movie, and there was the one where Baby is dancing with Johnny and the girl's behind her and she's in her undies. You know that scene?
Okay. Yes.
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of undies.
Sexy. Which is,
confronting for me.
And then and what happens in
and the
end?
And the nation, maybe.
Well, what's your purpose for being there? Because in these kind of shows, there's someone there that's really good at the craft. Then there's someone that's got like a comeback story, you know? They went to the depths of despair and now they're coming back out again. Mm. Well, what part do you feel like you're playing in all of this?
Oh, serious comic relief and people feeling better about themselves. People going, oh, that's interesting.
Oh.
That
but
angle.
Do you take the dancing seriously or do you mock when you're doing it?
I don't take anything seriously in life. So there's a bit of mocking going on. A bit of Hugh Sheridan and I tried to escape out of the resort a few times. That was fun.
Yeah.
But
you've been kept there against your will.
Sometimes it felt like it.
Sure.
Where did you go to? The woods?
Yeah, we tried to run into the woods a couple of times. So they get you back. They've got drones.
Yeah. And I'm assuming they have like ankle trackers as
yeah,
well.
They get you back. Yeah. That's fair enough. But I actually absolutely loved the live. So we did a lot of live dancing in front of audiences. And that's where I came into my own. I loved that.
So there's no nudity at the end. You're just
obsessed with the nudity.
Well, I thought that's what the whole I thought it's the enough. Whole show was about. I'm getting confused.
Anyway. Okay, well, we will make sure we book a guest to promote that show. But for now, we're talking to Anne about the real Dirty Danny.
There's no nudity.
It starts Monday, September 30 on Channel 7. Good luck, Anne.
Thanks, Carrie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Uzi with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, give it up. This is not for us.
Standing.
I'm up as well. I'm
standing
up. We're not clapping ourselves here. We are clapping the one and only Order of Australia medal winner, Carrie Bickmore.
If I knew the words to the national anthem, I would sing it right
Second
now.
Second verse. So.
Hey, here's an interesting thing for you. Yep. Sing the first two lines, because I learned something today about a national anthem. How do the first two lines go?
Australians all let us rejoice.
For we are young and free. By yep. golden soil.
No, with golden soil.
With wealth to toil.
No, with golden
our
soil and wealth
by sea.
For toil.
Yes, it is. Weave golden soil and wealth to toil.
That's good.
Yes, not as in with.
That's good.
Weave, W-E-A-V-E.
Yeah, like we have.
No, weave. Not weave. No, we, W-E-apostrophe-V-E.
I thought you were making a blanket out of the soil.
No, we're not.
Golden soil.
We're just enjoying our soil.
Mm.
Hey, anyway. You recorded some lovely messages for because, well, I assume they're lovely. I haven't listened to them. It would be another time to deliver an awful message.
Did you think it wasn't appropriate for them to deliver it to me live? Were you worried they might not be as lovely?
I didn't find out until I could do mine live.
I remember what I said.
No, I want to. I'd prefer.
Why don't I go live? You go pre-record.
Yeah, well, you can do that.
Do you want to go? Ed, you go first.
Yeah. Carrie, congratulations on your.
Sorry, this.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to. I prefer.
I feel like
this.
You're about to joke. Okay. All right,
Carrie, congratulations on your Order of Australia medal and for all your amazing work in various forms of broadcasting and, of course, your fundraising millions and millions of dollars through your cancer charity. And I think you're also officially the only Order of Australia medal winner to have lied to Brad Pitt. So congratulations.
Topical joke. Can we see how that would have compared to your recorded message? Can we play Ed's recorded message?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to start?
Here's Ed's one.
Carrie, Ed Cavalier here. Just want to say congratulations on all your fantastic broadcasting work and for the millions you've raised with your charity. And, of course, your Order of Australia medal today. And I think you are the first officially ever Order of Australia medal winner who's also lied to Brad Pitt. So another first for you. Well done, Carrie.
I tell you what. He knows his gear.
He's very good. Did you know that I lost my medal after getting it today? I went for coffee. No, I went for coffee and it had fallen off. And then I had to spend 45 minutes driving around trying to find it.
That is stressful, isn't it?
It's very stressful.
Oh, God, I hate when I lose my reading glasses, let alone my Order of Australia medal, which I don't have.
Bit of bitterness in that. Yep.
There's no bitterness in that.
Does he sound bitter?
It's not bitter.
I don't know if it's my headphones, but that sounded bitter.
No, all right. That's actually segues nicely into my message.
Here we go. Okay, it'll be bitter.
All right, here's Hughes' message.
This is the recorded message.
It's a miracle. I'm actually feeling joy when someone else receives an award, and it's because it's the one and only Carrie Bickmore who has done brilliant work over a long time now and fully, totally, and completely deserves the Order of Australia. Well done, Carrie.
No joke at the end, but yeah, I think, as we see.
That is strong.
No,
Thank you, guys. I genuinely am happy
for you. And that is rare for me.
It is, no doubt. And you only managed to mention yourself three times in that video, which is good for you.
Did I mention? Well, but in saying that, I'm generally jealous. Like, if Tommy won one, I wouldn't even do a message.
Nah. You'd be sick today. You'd be unwell today.
Oh. Well done, Carrie.
Good on you, Carrie.
Thank you.
All right. Here's the Ed Cavalier. They're in next to drive you home. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Catch you tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom. Thanks for switching on the Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast. Switch your home loan to MeBank and you could save with their lowest ever variable home loan rate. Check it out at mebank.com.au. Credit criteria, terms, conditions, fees and charges apply. Boom, 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 boom.